Five, four, three, two, one.
What's happening, MGTOW? Welcome to KGR Podcast, one of the hottest podcasts with MGTOW and MGTOW only. I'm right here in the Pacific Northwest, podcasting it up all around the world. Gentlemen, welcome back to a video cast, podcast, stuff like that. Well, today's topic, man, I'm going to be real with you gentlemen out there. This is going to be a video cast, especially for those men who has not been vaccinated, like myself, you know. And I want to come with different angle, different perspective regarding to this, you know, this tyranny that's happening out here in the United States of America. You know, sometimes I feel I'm living in some kind of dystopia nightmare in reality. The reality thing is, fellas, that we are being under attack. I'm not exaggerating. The 80 million folks out there who's not being vaccinated has been under attack. They talking about, Dr. Fauci's talking about not providing airline tickets. Some states has not take patients because they hasn't been vaccinated. They talking about taking our jobs. You see the mandate. This cocksucker out there, Joe Biden, did that you have to get vaccinated. And the definition of this so-called fascist, because this fascist is when corporation and government combine together against the people. That's fascism. Well, the purpose of the video, man, I'm feeling the heat. I'm feeling the fucking heat. When my job is threatened, tomorrow I go back to work. I don't know if that can, you know, they're going to tell me, hey, you need to go to the clinic and get these vaccinations. Otherwise, you won't be able to work here any longer. And take in mind that I live in a very blue state. I'm right here in the Pacific Northwest in the state of Washington near Seattle. And if you're in a red state, I don't think you worry that much. And the thing is that I'm not depending too much on this politician and these so-called judges for the Supreme Court, because they're taking too long just to look at a case. You know, they're taking way too long. And I don't know how the future is going to look for us who's not vaccinated. To be honest, I don't know what it's looked like. Me, myself, I'll tell you why I'm not vaccinated. The reason is that this so-called vaccine is not really a vaccine. It's a gene therapy, and I've done many DDs on it. I look at different epidemiologists, virologists, doctors who've been banned from YouTube. So I got to go different sources to look at this information and different articles, different things. I mean, I spend a good hour a day looking at different research, and they are hiding. They're hiding a lot of things. And you see the mainstream media pumping this vaccine, making up numbers of the death. You've been seeing this for the last year and a half, especially you red pill men who's not vaccinated. And I'm not trying to get at the division between people vaccinated and not vaccinated. And I think I can speak for myself that we made this choice. We made a choice. The choice is pretty much, like for myself, fuck them. Fuck them. You're not going to inject that fucking poison on me that hasn't been trialed in animals. And then you'll spit it up and say, here, take it. And for the life of me, I cannot believe there is 250 million people in the United States has been vaccinated already, not knowing what the fuck is in there. So the only persons who are holding the line is 80 million of us. And bear in mind that United States population is 320-something million, give or take. Only 80 million people holding the line. Only 80 million people holding the line. And the purpose of the video, do not be discouraged. Don't be. I know that we're facing some rough time. It's rough out there. It is. And the future is unknown. But as long as we hold the line and we got different people holding the line, we got lawyers suing, We got doctors, nurses from every industry that's saying, fuck this shit, we're not going to get vaccinated. As for me, if I lose my job, I'm fine with it. You know, I'm fine with it. But if I have to be the last man standing without the vaccine, I'm willing to pay the price. I am willing to pay the price. It doesn't matter what they do to me. And the thing is, if an adult don't hold the line, if an adult don't stand up for itself, well, guess what? They're going to come out for the children. And it's already happening. It's already happening. They're trying to do this school mandating with a so-called vaccine, this poisonous shit there is out there, and having these children being vaccinated. There's plenty of articles, videos that I've seen plenty where these young men, I read an article yesterday, the 14% of young men between the age of 18 and 23, they're getting some side effects, heart problems. The side effect is heart problems. The heart is just like literally blowing in their bodies. You know, and it's rough out there. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to say, hey, you know, it's all peaches and cream. It's rough, and it's going to be a rough fucking ride. Just prepare, you know, prepare for it the best way you know how. If you still got conviction, you know, hold the fucking line. Hold the fucking line, man. Well, gentlemen, I want to play you something here with Bandout TV. And like we say out there in the apes, like the apes we say, AMC apes, like we say, you hold the line for me, I hold the line for you. Well, gentlemen, like I always say, peace, state mental. I definitely catch your next live stream, podcast, and video. Check out the links below. Check out the links.
I don't want one single motherfucker ever coming to my page and telling me I need to get the fucking vaccine. My little sister just died. Her first dose. You want to sit here and tell me that fucking vaccine works? Fuck you. Fuck that vaccine. Fuck the government. Fuck Joe Biden and fuck anybody who fucking forces anybody to get a vaccine. I pray karma fucking reaches your life, and I pray that karma is swift and hard.
I see dozens and dozens of testimonies every day without even looking for them on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram that people send me, where their children and their sisters and their brothers are dying, especially young people that take these Pfizer shots. If you're a teenager, it's devastating. And then I see the comments going, oh, you don't have proof, you're making this up. Even though I go find their pages, go see their funerals, find news articles about their dead brothers and sisters and sons. It's just so painful. Well, for all of you in denial out there, saying there's no proof of this heart attack stuff, here's Reuters. You see that? That's Reuters. This is out yesterday. Heart inflammation after COVID-19 shots higher than expected in study of U.S. military. Especially the younger, the worse it is, including a bunch of deaths. Look, this was planned. They did tests on rats years ago in 2012 with similar coronavirus vaccines that create spike protein. And it made the rats have heart attacks and lung failure and blood clots in the brain. I mean, come on. Come on. And all of you playing along like you're with Big Pharma and the liberals and it's a Republican-Democrat issue. No, it's not. It's a eugenics depopulation issue. And now, oh, you got to take the shot or you're going to infect the vaccinated. Vaccines are supposed to be 100%. This isn't a vaccine. It's a gene therapy. And the FDA changed the definition to gene therapy from the original inoculation. This is a corporate takeover, a depopulation. They're making their move. And all of you out there that are in denial, look at this. Look at this. You're aiding and abetting Dr. Mengele-level Frankenstein experiments, and you will pay for it.